Good morning and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Grace Baptist Church in Akron, Ohio. Grace Baptist Church is located at 704 North Firestone Boulevard, and you'll find it is a perfect place for imperfect people. Stay with us for the next few moments, and just like at Grace Baptist Church, on this radio broadcast, you'll hear some great music and some great preaching from our pastor, Reverend Bob Stevens.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Yes, it is a good morning here at the Grace Baptist Church radio broadcast. Delighted you invited us into your house this morning. Hey, I want to remind you, 10 o'clock this morning, church live in person at 704 North Firestone Boulevard, right here in Akron, our special, and may I emphasize, special guest speaker will be our former pastor, the founder of our church, Reverend Phil Hogan, will be preaching. Would like to give you that invitation. Be sure to be here. He is a joy. You know, there's just something very special about a man of God who has been in ministry well over 50 years now and well seasoned, may I say it that way. You come on out, 10 o'clock, you have time to get here. Hey, I also want to remind you today, this morning, you can get signed up, ladies, for the mother-daughter banquet. It will be this year at the Hartville Kitchen, Saturday, May the 2nd at 6 p.m. The cost is only $21 per person. And again, you can get signed up for that and would encourage you to get signed up today and get that paid and taken care of. Also, this is kind of neat. There's an empty tomb party March the 25th. The stone was rolled away and Jesus is alive. That's our kingdom kids. They are going to have an exciting night as they celebrate the greatest news ever. The tomb is empty, and would like for you, maybe you have some nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren, come on out. Again, 7 o'clock, that's Wednesday, March the 25th, right here at Grace Baptist Church.
You will never leave me. I am not.
You're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to
what? We've got more things going on here at Grace Baptist Church. Hey, April the 14th, we're going to have a pizza party and a variety show with Tracy Keys right here at 704 North Firestone Boulevard here in Akron at the Grace Baptist Church. It'll be held in our fellowship hall. Starts at 12 noon, goes to about 2:30. This is a totally free event. There'll be pizza, chicken, and as I mentioned, the variety show by Tracy Keys. Time with some of the greatest people you're ever going to meet. And here's the fun part. You can wear some of your favorite outfits from the 50s, the 60s, or 70s. There'll be some patriotic music if you want to dress patriotic. There'll be some country music. You want to do some country? Get your scarves, handkerchiefs, maybe even a pair of suspenders. Come on out. You'll have fun at the Grace Baptist Church.
To fully love you, give me an undivided heart, totally free. I ask you to heal my broken places, the lingering wound your love replaces. Bind every part, give me a whole heart. Give me a whole heart to fully trust you. Every part, give me a whole.
You know, life brings a lot of things our way, and we have a lot of issues that we have to deal with. If you don't have issues in your life, could I talk to you on a personal level? Because I want to meet somebody who's perfect. You know, it's just an amazing thing how some people want to hide all of what's going on in their life, and they're just not real. You know, they just don't fess up, or they're just too dumb to know it, that they got problems. And so either way, they need help. But we've all got monsters in our life. And there was this one man, he went to his pastor, and he says, "Well, you know, I got to tell you, preacher." He says, "This is a little embarrassing." He says, "But I'm afraid to go to sleep at night." And he goes, "Well, what's wrong?" He goes, "Well, there's monsters under my bed." And he goes, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Yeah." He says, He goes, "Well, let me give you some pastoral advice." He says, "I'll give it to you straight from the hip." He says, "Go home and pray about it. When you get done praying about it, read your Bible. When you get done reading your Bible, sing psalms or hymns or spiritual songs." And he says, "When all that's done," he said, "just leave the light on at night and you won't be afraid." And the guy went, "Oh, okay." You know, because anything a preacher tells you is the gospel, and so you got to go home and try it, right? And so he goes home and he tries it, and he comes back the next week and he's dead dog tired. I mean, he looked like he got run over several times by a Mack truck, and the preacher goes, "What's going on?" He goes, "Oh, I took your advice." And he says, "Well, how'd it go?" And he goes, "It didn't. It didn't work." And he goes, "Oh." So we'll go home and try it again this week. Give it another shot. Comes back the next week and he's standing up. His shoulders are back. He's got the big smile on his face. And he goes, "It worked, huh?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, what happened? Why are you so happy?" He goes, "Well, I met my carpenter buddy." And he goes, "Oh, really?" And he goes, and he told me what to do. And so, you know, preachers, you know, their ego is pretty big. That deflated his right now. And so the guy says, "Well, what did your carpenter buddy tell you?" And he said, "Cut the legs off my bed and there won't be any monsters under it." And it worked. Where do you go when you're having issues in life? Where do you go when you need help? When you're up against something that you can't handle, whether the monsters are real or otherwise, who is it that you go to for that kind of help? When you look at Psalm 121, Hezekiah, who could have been attributed to writing this psalm, they're not really sure. And since I wasn't living back then, I'm not real sure either. And so I'm just telling you what the historians have told us. Hezekiah might have written this psalm, but it could have been just an anonymous writer. But they give us the prescription on what to do when the monsters in our life come around. Verse 1 and 2 says that we need to turn to the Lord, number one. When you turn to God, things happen. And this is what the psalmist wrote here. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." God is there for us all the time. The problem is, we're not willing to go to God. We want to handle everything. We want to make sure that we're doing it right. And we want to make sure that we can tell everyone, "Yeah, well, you know, I handled this situation and this is the way I did it." And, you want people to think that you're pretty smart in what you did. And the truth is, what we need is the wisdom of God in our lives to deal with the monsters that come along. And that's very evident in these verses. You know, there's many times in life when we don't know where to turn and who to seek for help. Some people end up going to their doctors. They think that that's going to help them, and in some cases it does. Other people, they find a friend to confide in because they want to talk to somebody that's got some skin on their bones, and they want to make sure that God is there, but they want somebody that they can, you know, get a hold of when we need to be turning to God. You say, "Well, that just seems so trivial. Just turn it over to God." But that's exactly what we need to do. We just need to give it to God. Because he's God, you know, and if we're smart, we'll turn everything over to him and seek his wisdom in our lives. When we look at Psalm chapter 9 and verse 9, it says, "The Lord also will be our refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." You need a refuge? Do you need to cut the legs off your bed to get rid of the monsters? What you need to do is just go to God. He's there for us all the time. I like what David said. David wrote these psalms, and he said this in Psalm 32 and verse 7, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt protect me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah." Psalm 34 and verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them out of their troubles. You see, God is there. But if you don't go to Him, if you don't pray to Him and let Him become a part of your monsters and the troubles and the afflictions that we have, He won't be there. You have to invite Him into that, and He'll take over from there. Psalm 34 and verse 19. Many are the afflictions, many are the monsters of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He's there. All we have to do is go to Him. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Here's the deal. Either we believe the Bible or we don't. Either we're practicing the Scriptures or we're not. And when you find out where you're at, then you have to deal with where you're at. And you have to move from there to make things happen. If you want things to happen, give it to God. Back to verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my what? Help. Guarantee. It's going to come. Verse 2. My help cometh from where? Doesn't come from anywhere but the Lord. You know, when we look for the Lord and we look to His help, what's He do for us with our monsters? I like what David did. David had to learn that the monsters in his life were real. David knew that he was running for his life when Saul was chasing him. He knew that he had to hide out. And yet, David lived for God. David had a problem. He had a monster in his life that he had to face. When he was going up against the greatest monster of all, the Bible says, he went against Goliath. And when he stood against that monster, God was there with him because God was his God. And then David knew when he was running for his life, because he had murdered or had Bathsheba's husband murdered, he knew that God was still in control. And he knew that he had to go back to God and get forgiveness for that sin that he had in his life. And so we have Psalm 51 where David brings out his sin and opens it up to God. And he brings that out and exposes it and gets forgiveness for it. When the monsters come into our lives, God is the one who's going to take care of it. And then next we see that the Lord will keep us from slipping. Verse 3 says, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God is ever present. He's always awake. He's always making sure that He's watching over us and taking care of the needs that we have. He's God. That's what He does. Proverbs 1 and verse 10 says, My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Did you ever have anyone entice you into sin in your life? There's something bigger than what our monsters are. It's Jesus Christ, who was nailed to a cross, who was sacrificed for our sins, because He lived a sinlessly perfect life. He could do that. He was there for us. The real tempter is not people. The real tempter is Satan, and he knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows exactly how he can handle you. And believe me, if you're not giving your life to Christ on a daily basis, you're going to be handled in a way that you don't care to have the outcome of. Sin always has a bitter reward. Be careful about your monsters. You see, the serpent was there all the time. He uses people to tempt us into sin, and he tempts us not only into sin, but away from Christ. How many people have you known that they've come down the aisle and they've got their life straightened out, and guess what? They're not here today. Why? Because people have drawn them away from Christ through their sin. Satan is a controlling influence in this world, and if you don't think that's the truth, then you just need to get some statistics on what's happening in our America. Do you realize that today statistics tell us that heroin has taken more lives in the United States than were lost in the Vietnam War? Heroin. What else is going on in America? Well, what about abortion? The sad thing about abortion is not just the fact that there's over 600,000 babies who are aborted annually, but so many of them, the mothers are repeat offenders. This is not their first time. This is about 40% of them. They're working on their second and third time, according to the Center for Disease Control. 600,000 babies as of the last count that was going down, just over that, almost 650,000 babies every year, according to the Center for Disease Control for 2013. That's the latest statistics we have. Now, that's bad news. But the good news is that's down 5% from 2012. The great news is that's half of what was aborted in 1980. So we're making progress. We need to continue on moving in a direction that helps these young mothers know that there are alternatives to having a baby. You can do that. You can give it up. You can help another childless couple to raise a child that they would love to raise if you can't. Where are we going today? We, the people, that's us, that believe in the Constitution, believe that every life is sacred. We believe in the sanctity of human life, not only in the unborn, but in the elderly as well. We believe in sanctity of human life, from birth or from the womb to the grave. And nobody in between should be looked down upon because they are in the womb or because they're in to that point where they're going to die. Everybody deserves a chance to live. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. George Washington said, associate yourself with men of good quality. If you esteem your reputation, for 'tis better to be alone than in bad company. You see, the world is not our friend. Stay away from bad company. The world's not our friend. Don't let people of this world lead you away from Christ and into sin. I don't care if it's your friends, it's your family, or it's your politicians. We should always stand up for what is right according to the Word of God, not according to our conscience, not according to the political correctness of the day, but according to God. He is the just juror that we need to answer to.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the Grace Baptist Church in Akron, Ohio. If you'd like to contact Pastor Bob, you can do so by writing him at Grace Baptist Church, 704 North Firestone Boulevard, Akron, Ohio, 44306. Or give us a call, area code 330-773-7884. I'd like to invite you as well to log on to our website, gracebaptistakron.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.